USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has renounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, when discussing President Trump denouncing white supremacist groups, McEnany continues.
He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. His record on this is unmistakable.
Thousands of employees at the nation's two biggest airlines are being furloughed on Thursday. The furloughs at United and American Airlines are affecting more than 32,000 people. Congress and the Trump administration have yet to reach an agreement on more help for the airline industry. And Americans' personal income fell more than expected in August. Figures out today show personal income was down 2.7%. USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day. The day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Thursday is being recognized as Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. With more on why, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
To the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
The Washington Monument is back open after being closed for 6 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A light day of campaigning for President Trump as he's spending this afternoon hosting a roundtable with supporters in New Jersey. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is campaigning in Iowa. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be campaigning virtually on Thursday. Both candidates on Wednesday had plenty to say regarding the debate that took place on Tuesday.
The President of the United States conducting himself the way he did, I think it was just a national embarrassment.
The verdict is in, and they say that we, all of us, won big last night. I held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lie, 47 years of betrayal, and 47 years of failure. I held Joe accountable for shipping your jobs and dreams abroad and for bowing to the violent mob at home. You know, Biden lost badly when his supporters are saying he should cancel the rest of the debates.
A longtime sports reporter was fired after using a slur on social media to describe Republican Senator Tim Scott, one of only three black senators in Washington. Fred Gertney, whose Twitter timeline is full of anti-President Trump and anti-Republican sentiment, claims Scott was a sellout for declining to criticize President Trump over his response to condemn white supremacists. Gertney fired from his sports anchor position for News 12 in Connecticut. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.